I'm Mountaineer fans. This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two Dove V grads talking Dove V football. Boop, it's felt like it's been a while. 2 weeks.
It's a long time.
Hurricane Florence kind of messing up the Carolinas. Canceled the game for West Virginia. Boop, how you feeling?
I'm hungover.
Why are you hungover?
Surprise birthday party.
I was in attendance, and I too am not feeling well.
That was an extravagant evening. Surprise birthday party my wife threw for me, and old friends got together, and it was a debacle.
It was
needless to say.
It was rough.
Yeah, I had a Irish hand grenade.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
I did not.
I had two, and maybe that's why I feel the way I do.
I had two other bombs or some sort. I don't really know, but highlight of the night. What was it?
Loudy's jacket.
Old guy comes in walking with like a powder blue sports coat, and he pretty much, went to the bathroom about 20 minutes later, came back, and he was wearing the jacket.
Drink in hand, pinky out, stunting.
And the guy that he took the jacket from bought him a drink.
He's a pretty smooth pretty smooth character there to actually pull that off. Got his jacket and a drink, and then, yeah. The evening was a complete awesome disaster.
So what are you drinking today?
Coffee.
I know. I was water and coffee pretty much all day long, and now I'm just sipping on a light Spanish beer. I'm trying to get back. It's not helping.
With the hiccup burps.
Stop. I can't help it. There's nothing I can do.
It was awesome last night, so thanks for everybody coming out.
So here we are. Boop. We're going to talk about West Virginia being 2-0, entering the Kansas State game. Beautiful day in Morgantown.
Yeah, first day of fall.
Looked awesome. Virginia. Yeah, great awesome. Weather. And the Stripe Stadium, did you like it?
Yeah, I wish we were there.
Yeah, it looked good. Unicheck?
Awesome.
I liked our unis.
The matte navy blue helmets.
I agree. What were you going to say? I think I interrupted you. Were you going to say anything important?
Crisp, clean. No, and just that it was that nice. I wish we were there. It was like and in fact, we were on ESPN because we're that good now that they're going to put us on the main channel so everybody can watch us.
We do look pretty good, Boop. Early on, though, the game started out. We looked a little sluggish, a little slow. It looked like we had some rust after 2 weeks off. But, Boop, before I forget, why don't you lead us off with your musket shots?
All right, here we go. Don't let K-State's QB hurt us with his legs. We're not good with the running quarterbacks. And last year, they brought him into the game, and he did some damage. So we got to keep him contained. Limit turnovers. We don't want to turn the ball over to K-State. Don't give them more chances than they're already going to have. They run this goofy offense, and, yeah, keep them off the field. We need to get our third down conversion rate up. We're pretty bad on third down last season of this season. We get that rate up higher. We'll be in the game. We're always in it with our offense anyways.
So starting off the game, West Virginia was a little sluggish. Defense started really fast. I felt like we put tons of pressure on that quarterback, and they held us together while our offense kind of sputtered in the first quarter.
Yeah, our defense played fast. They were hitting hard.
Yes, they were. And I was talking about it, I think, last podcast, is that I enjoy when you're talking a little trash out there, but you talk the trash after you make a play. Because you don't talk trash, just talk trash. It's kind of like a fake confidence type deal. And I feel like everyone's yapping. When they hit somebody, they're letting that person know we're gonna be here all day.
They now have confidence, I think.
We're playing so much better defensively than we were last year.
Instead of just the fear of like, we're playing well, but anything could fall apart at any point. No, they're playing well, and they are now talking trash, and it's awesome. And there's guys everywhere. There's on every part of the defense that are hitting.
It's one of those things, like if your offense struggles, you need your defense to step up. If your defense is struggling, you need your offense just to put a boatload of points. But if you guys can bounce each other out, good things are going to happen. So what I believe, Greer threw a pick.
Pick.
In the beginning, Letty, is that right?
Letty Brown fumbled. Second drive.
He fumbled. But
defense three, I think close to three and out.
Yeah, they stepped up. We needed it. Having two turnovers that early. Sims, once again, he's
awesome.
Becoming a really good all-around wide receiver, and he exploded in the first quarter.
Routes, like knowing what he's doing on his route, going back to the same route and running it a little differently, him and Greer being on the same page. And I was telling you earlier, just they don't need one. We need one play. That's all we need.
We can sputter a little bit, but one
82
play.
Yards. It we scored.
It's sexy. It's awesome. I mean, he's so fast, and he's catching everything. You don't really see drops. It looks like the routes are being run well. He's definitely an improved player.
He's becoming a complete receiver, and yeah, this was his game, Sills' game, and Jennings was the one, the odd man out today, which it's always one of the three.
I mean, there's only so many things you can do.
I mean, he had the 3-touchdown game already, so.
Well, I mean, pretty much the first half, besides the first two turnovers, West Virginia kind of dominated the first half. I mean, Greer hits his favorite target again, Sills, touchdown, putting us up 14-0, and then he connected with Sills again to make it 21-0, pretty much going into halftime, and K-State could not move the ball.
No, they couldn't.
Our defense was stout, playing awesome. This game was won in the first half.
Yeah, and yeah, hit Sills on a slant, and then hit him on a fade, and 21-0, and I'm like, it could have been more, because Jennings dropped one in the second quarter, touchdown, like, we're all over them at this point. So, yeah, the momentum was... strikes.
I mean, like you said, the 82-yard to Sims, that was, what, 35 seconds?
Yeah.
And then to Sills, 55-second drive, that's... You don't need time on the clock. They can score at will.
We don't have to drive. We do not have to drive the field. And, yeah, we score right before halftime. They quit right down the field. Here we go, Sills. And that was a nice fade in the corner.
And being down 21-0, K-State's offense isn't built come back from that. And
it's frustrating watching.
It is. It's very frustrating. They run the same play, I feel like, over and over, and it just gets them nowhere. Especially against us. We're good against K-State.
And their stat, I mean, you're looking at their stat line at halftime, like, it looks like they're not that bad, but their stats were, like, there's no yardage. They're not getting anywhere. And I know their quarterback's not that bad.
It's Bill Snyder, man. It's his offense.
And yet, he's signed until he's 84. He's there.
He is there.
He is Kansas State.
So, I mean, like I said, we pretty much won in the first half, and second half it was West Virginia as well. We held them 2 field goals. Defense is stepping up, making them turnovers, sacks, talking a little trash.
I like the trash talking. Yeah, they came out and drove right down the field first drive in the second half and kicked the field goal and dropped 2 touchdown passes on that drive.
Yep. Yes, they did.
That was fairly frustrating for them, I'm sure, to try to get back in it, but I didn't see any kind of momentum shift. But, yeah, our defense was playing awesome. Lights out.
Yeah, we look good. We look good. What do you think of Greer's pass to Tevin Bush?
Down the sideline.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was awesome.
I mean, that ball hung up in the air, and it just dropped right into his basket, and it was just a touchdown. It was sexy play.
For a running back, and that's it. We didn't run the ball well until the end of the game when they gave it to McCoy trying to kill clock. Like, we didn't run the ball today. We pretty much threw it right down their throat.
Did McCoy get more run today? I feel like he did. He was definitely in a lot earlier.
He had 12 for 73, but he didn't. Like, it wasn't really stat-wise good until the fourth quarter. They tried to give him one there, and right when Sill scored his second touchdown, they tried to give him one at the goal line, and he couldn't manage to do it right before the half. So, but no, we just didn't run the ball today. We kind of abandoned it until the end of the game to kill clock.
We didn't need to.
Nope.
Greer, just go ahead. Do whatever you got to do. Throw it. I don't care. Run the read option.
We don't want to grind it out with Kansas State. We just need to get up, and then they can play their football, and they're not going to come back on us on that one. But no, man, Greer, 5 touchdowns, 356. I mean, the 2 picks kind of stinks, but...
I'm over it.
Yeah, but the Heisman stats.
You're putting up 5 touchdowns. That's awesome. That's gonna pad some stats.
They put those stats up. He's got 12 300-yard games out of, like, 15.
He's a stud.
That's awesome.
At the end of the third quarter, middle of the third quarter, I guess, Greer finds Sills again for his third of the day to put us up 35-3. And, what, fourth quarter, only there was a field goal by K-State, and West Virginia winning 35-6.
It was awesome.
It was a good, dominating win. You know what's crazy, though, is that, like, how good we were, I felt like we should have put a 55 spot on them, not just 35.
Well, as I said, the first 2 turnovers, I think we would have scored on those drives. Like, if we weren't a little rusty coming off a little bit of a bye week not knowing you were having one, I think we would have put up 50. But, I mean, everybody played pretty well once they got the rust off. I mean, Sills had 10 catches, 73 yards, and 3 touchdowns, so he didn't break out, but Sims is the one that had all the yardage.
There were a lot of people with receptions. There were, what, about 7-8 people with receptions?
Yeah, he was spreading out the targets. I mean, there were 6, 4, 5. I mean, Sills had 13 targets.
356 yards passing? I'll take that. Rushing's, 108 yards. between what, four players. It's okay. It's not great. We probably run the ball a little more, but I mean, if Greer's throwing for 350, five touchdowns.
No, we don't have to. And dictated by the game on what's going on. I mean, we didn't have to run the ball. I don't see us always being balanced. Like, we had a great rushing attack and a great passing attack. It's like one or the other is going to work really well for us, and we're just going to ride it out. But team's playing lights out.
We're
good.
Exciting
to watch.
We're good. There's no way. Yeah, we are. Defense is usually concerned, and we look visually, while watching a game, you can tell we look different defensively than we did last year. So, awesome.
There's a confidence, and like, we finally got sacks. I mean, it took till the second half because we were getting pressure, but we weren't getting back there. And then David Long Jr. got in there. Like, once they started getting in there, I'm like, now these guys are just, they're feeding off of it.
And we look faster. Defensively, we look faster. We fly around.
No, they were, with our second sack came from a transfer from Michigan. I'm like, we just have guys from everywhere. And they're guys,
take them all.
Like, everybody has one awesome tackle in the game.
Yep.
I can't say one guy's dominating. They're all playing very well. And I, you know.
And what I liked is that when that one person makes a great play, the whole team is slapping them on the helmet, jumping around, getting hype with them. That's good.
Yeah.
That means they like playing with one another, and that's a team. That's awesome.
Yes. Definitely team ball back there on defense. And offense goes right through Greer, and he's playing very, very well.
I agree. I mean, Oklahoma kind of struggled last weekend points-wise. I mean, obviously they won. Right now, what, they're in the second minute 28 in the second quarter against Army, only winning 21-14. I would say our offense is better than Oklahoma's. We have more wideouts. I think we have more depth at running back. I think our offense could possibly be better than Oklahoma's.
Well, yeah, now that we've got the season going, I want to take back my pick. I want us to go undefeated. I picked us losing to Oklahoma at the end of the season.
Me, Texas. And Texas is,
we don't have injuries.
Better.
Yes, they are. But we don't have injuries. We had a random nice bye week, even though it made us start with a little sluggish there. But having a second bye week in here again, rest some people up. No major injuries.
Yeah, the pros and cons from the whole getting canceled from the NC State game. I felt like NC State being a tricky road game, it's a road game, and you get your feet wet, go in, you come out with a victory. You're building a little more momentum. I mean, we're, what, 3-0 right now? Could be 4-0. I don't know.
Yeah, is that going to hurt us in the end, not having that game?
Honestly, if we go undefeated, it wouldn't matter. Because, I mean,
we win the Big 12 championship, it won't matter.
Yeah, I agree completely. So, I don't know. Just keep chugging along. Next week, West Virginia 3-0 is away at Texas Tech. Kind of two similar teams. I mean, they run an air raid offense, wide open. West Virginia's chucking it all around this year and last year. But, yeah, very similar.
Could be fairly exciting.
There's going to be lots of points on the board.
But if our defense is playing well.
Oh, I think we have better athletes. We'll athlete Texas Tech.
I want to see more picks. I feel like we have the better, you know. I haven't seen too many yet. I want more interceptions.
You hear that defense?
But Kansas State wasn't throwing.
Well, I'll give you a musket shot.
Musket shot. Well, they did well on my musket shots this week.
They did. Which ones do you think they hit on?
I mean, the third down conversion they were definitely better on. And obviously the turnovers, we had two right out of the gate, which didn't help. But our defense is playing so well, it didn't matter. They turned those turnovers right back around. We got the ball back. And not letting him run. They didn't let that QB run.
Nope. No, they did not.
And then, of course, what they did again is they bring in the backup, and then we're kind of not – and it's the same thing. It's a rushing quarterback. And when they do that, when they switch up the
it's
QB,
just
we're
a
not
– slight enough wrinkle that it's like
– that throws us off. Yeah. But last year, that was enough to, like, keep a team in the game against us. This year, we're better this year that we can handle that little wrinkle. Like, go ahead and do that. It's not going to solve the problem and, you know, turn the game upside down. So, go West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, and I think we're headed to good things.
Yeah, I wish we would have had the NC State game prove more things because they were, you know, a decent opponent. And you, like you said, it was on the road, but we don't want to go play in a monsoon like
there,
that,
man.
Though,
it's
when we air it
weird.
Out.
It's so, tough to get a win in NC State, but whatever.
Yeah, ACC opponent on the road would have been nice, but that's all right.
All right, Boop, I guess that's going to do it for us. You guys can hit us up at idownthemusket@gmail.com. Until next week in Texas, Boop, let's go.
Mountaineers.